Hey, have you done your homework, Bottomley?
Homework?
Yeah, chemistry.
No, I went to the pictures.
Strike, you'll cop it.
Cop what?
Kirsty's going to give us a test.
Aye? What about?
We were supposed to learn all the elements and their symbols. And, you know, that business about how to get ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen.
Strike, did you learn it?
I tried to.
Well, it looks like you're answering all the questions.
There you go. You'll have to answer.
That area is now quiet.
Hello?
Strike, Green Bottle.
We thought it was Percy.
No, it's me.
Did you do your homework, Greeny?
Yeah, I...
Can you do the elements and symbols?
No, but I can do the Lambeth Walk.
Can you?
Yes, of course I can. You just say on.
That's going to do you a lot of good.
He never told us to learn the Lambeth Walk, did he?
Of course he did.
Well, Strike, I never did that.
You didn't?
No.
Strike, you cop it.
Yeah.
But I did all the other. That's more than you did.
Well, Green Bottle didn't do it either.
Yes, I did.
What, about getting ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen?
Yes, well, my old man told me all about that.
What?
My old man can make ammonia.
Rat.
Yes, he can.
He might start out to make ammonia, but he'd probably finish up with sarsaparilla.
Yeah. Oh, he would not.
Quiet, minute. Quiet.
I'm sorry I missed a few minutes late.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Green Bottle.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Nothing yet.
No. Well, look, I'm glad to see that you're here on time. We can start right away.
Are you going to give us the test, sir?
Test? What test?
Oh, what a deal.
You said you were going to give us a test, sir.
He doesn't know what he's saying, sir. He's ill, I think.
Ill?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not, sir.
Yes, he is, sir. He's been doing some very peculiar things. Oh, I think you ought to send him home.
Aye?
Send him home? What peculiar things has he been doing?
Oh, well, all sorts of things, sir.
Well, for instance?
Well, the first thing he said to me was, do you mind cutting my throat? My collar's too tight.
What?
No, I never, sir. I never said anything like that.
But I see. He doesn't even remember what he said.
Just a minute. Stanford, do you want somebody to cut your throat?
No, sir.
Why? Well, look, what are you talking about, Bottomley?
Yes, well, he's doing his best.
I wasn't talking to you. But who's doing his best?
Bottomley.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I don't want you to give us a test either.
The test?
Oh, you've got a lot of brain screen.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
They're just trying to get out of it.
Now, pipe down, Stanford. You're a man.
No, I'm not.
Listen. Will you boys stop this arguing between yourselves? You sound like a bunch of women at a bargain sale.
Yes.
And thank you, Stanford. I'd forgotten about that test, and I'm very glad you reminded me of it.
Yes,
you're right, Stanford.
Look, hold your tongue, Bottomley, or you'll be in trouble.
Huh.
Yes, sir. Did you do your homework, Bottomley?
Yeah.
Good. And what about you, Stanford?
Yes, sir.
And Green Bottle?
Yes.
Did you do yours?
Yes, of course I did.
Right, all right, all right. Well, now there's no excuse now for any nonsense or incorrect answers.
No, sir.
All right, Stanford, you can start off. I'll test you first on the elements and their symbols. It might be easier for you if I give you the symbol, and then you can tell me the element that the symbol represents. Follow?
Yes.
Right, your question, Stanford. What does N stand for?
N. Nitrogen.
Did you say nitrogen?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. N stands for nitrogen. Green Bottle.
Yes?
What does H stand for? H.
Yes, sir. H. Yes, sir. Don't tell me.
I've no intention of telling you. You did your homework.
Yes.
Well, go on. N stands for nitrogen. What does H stand for?
H. Oh, I know.
What?
Nitrogen.
Good. No! N stands for nitrogen. H can't stand for the same thing. Use your brains. What does H stand for?
Strike, it's Bottomley stand now.
Oh, is it? Well, it isn't at all. You're the boy that always knows everything. So you ought to know a simple thing like this.
Simple thing?
Yes, now come on. What does H stand for?
Yes, sir. Oh, Harry.
H for Harry.
Yes, I've got an uncle called Harry.
Oh, have you? Well, that's got nothing whatever to do with it.
Yes, well, they call him a simple thing.
Yes, and I don't blame them. But strange as it may seem to you, we are not talking about members of your family. I want to know symbols of elements, not initials of uncles.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, surely you can do something without my help.
That's just the trouble. I can't... No, I didn't listen. That's
fair. Oh!
Serves you right, Green Bottle. You just sit there and pose like as a little know-all every lesson. And actually, you're a big know-nothing.
Oh, I am not.
And I say you are. And I don't want to hear anything more from you at all. Bottomley, what does H stand for?
Strike, haven't we done that yet?
Yeah. No, Bottomley, we haven't. Well, go on. What does H stand for?
Well, I'll say hoxygen.
Hoxygen?
Yeah, H for hoxygen.
Oh, is it?
Well, ain't it?
No, it ain't.
Oh.
And that, my boy, and that was the point of any funny and wasting our time. It's perfectly obvious to me that you boys haven't done your homework.
I got my question right, sir.
Hold your tongue.
Yes.
All of you should have known these symbols perfectly. All right? Well, we'll learn them now, and we'll do the lesson I planned after school. Keep quiet. M.
Nitrogen.
Well, go on. All of you. M.
Nitrogen.
Right. H. H is hydrogen. H.
Hydrogen.
Good.
K.
Well, come on.
K.
K is potassium.
Potassium.
You don't know anything. S. S. S is sulfur.
Sulfur.
S is sulfur. U.
Beauty.
U, beauty. No, who's in it? Botany, come at it. One day, my boy, one day you might learn that it's not going to do you any good to carry on like you do. If you don't want to learn anything, there are other people here who do.
Yeah, I? Where?
Well, it's bound to be somewhere around. Mike! Listen, don't you start being rude too, Greenbottle. You're in disgrace as it is. Santos, what does U stand for?
Oh, such ignorance!
Yes. Greenbottle.
Yes?
Didn't you hear me just tell you to keep quiet?
Yes.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Yes, well, I thought I might put you on the right track.
On the right track?
Yes, you can't say that.
You can't say what?
You can't say, what does U stand for?
Can't I?
No! You've got to say, what do you stand for? Or what does thou stand for?
So I don't know what I'm talking about, is that it?
Yes, thou hast thy grammar in the mess.
What?
Thou didn't say wrong.
I did
now.
Stop it, Twister. Great. It's just as well for you, my boy, that I haven't got a machine gun tucked under my arm. Because if I did, the temptation to use it on you would be too great. And when I want you to correct my grammar, I'll let you know. But until I do, just mind your own business.
Yes.
Right, now perhaps we can get on. All right, Stanford, what does thou stand for? No, what do you... What does U stand for?
U, sir.
No, not me. You. The letter U.
I got nitrogen right, sir.
All right, I know that. Look, don't keep harping on it.
Well, I can't remember, sir.
Well, try, boy, try. Picture the page that... a mental picture. Just make a mental picture of the page that you studied last night. It set out the element, and then after that came the symbol. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that all right, sir.
Well, go on. What did you come after? But we'll be here all night with you. Botany.
Yeah?
Oh, not paying attention again.
Yes, I was.
Well, it didn't look like it. Well, all right. What does U come after?
T.
T?
Yeah, T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Strike. Don't you remember that?
No, I'd forgotten for the moment. What? Listen, I'm not talking about the alphabet. Oh, so you couldn't have been paying attention.
Yes, I was.
Well, what page did you study last night?
I had the racing page.
Oh, did you get anything? Botany, get out there!
Serves
you right. Just where you think you're going to finish up in this world, Botany, I don't know. The way you're carrying on and disregarding your studies, you won't be fit for anything. And it's high time you settled down and did some real work. See me after school, and I'll have a heart-to-heart talk with you. This is disgusting. U stands for uranium.
Oh, yes, sir, that's right.
Never heard of it.
Oh, haven't you? Well, that's only one of the things you haven't heard of.
I have.
Yes, but you have what?
I've heard of it.
Oh, I see.
Yes, we've got millions of them at our place.
Millions of what?
Uranium.
Have you?
Yes, out by the tank.
Greenbuck, will you stop talking? I didn't say geraniums. I said uranium.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, we've got millions of them.
And you get millions of those, too, if you go on talking like that. Look, by this time, we should have finished that experiment of getting ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen. But if you boys don't know the simple symbols for elements, it's hardly worth my while trying to teach you.
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh.
No, it's not, sir. Pipe down, Stanford.
Strike, I want to learn things.
Look, quiet. Stop talking. Stanford is quite right. It doesn't matter how backward you are, we must push on and try to learn something. It's not a bit of good, my asking questions, though, so I'll read the experiment to you from the book, and then we'll discuss it.
Yes.
Page 149. Now, where's the place? Now, where are we? Oh, here we are.
Yes.
Right. Well, hold your tongue. Preparation of ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen. Now, look, listen to this carefully.
Yes, sir.
Right. When electric sparks are passed for some time through a mixture of hydrogen and nitrogen, a small percentage of the two elements in the mixture is changed into ammonia.
Oh, wait,
stop that dreadful... Look, haven't you got any brains at all? I'm not doing an item for you. This is chemistry. How far have I got? Here. The yield of ammonia is very small for the reason that the compound is decomposed by the spark. And a point is soon reached when the speed of its decomposition is as great as the speed of its formation. These facts are expressed in the equation N2 plus 3H2 equals 2NH3 and vice versa. Now, is that clear?
Yes, yeah.
Well, is it?
Yes, but I like the one about the three bears, Fetcher.
The three bears?
Yes, the father bear said to the mother bear, who the bit into my body.
Serves you right, Grimble. Of all the idiots in the world, you take the bun. Here am I teaching you chemistry, and you think I'm talking about fairy stories. Well, you can stay in after school and write this experiment out a dozen times. And then you might know it as well as you know the three bears.
Yes, but I don't know the three bears.
Don't you?
No, I've only seen pictures of them.
Oh.
So have I, sir.
Yeah, me too.
Look, what? Do you boys really think that I want to talk about the three bears in the middle of a chemistry lesson?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
No, all right, then. Well, let's get back to this experiment.
Yes.
If you followed what I read to you, you'd realize that that particular method of obtaining ammonia wouldn't be used commercially.
Why, sir?
Well, because as fast as ammonia is formed, it splits up again into hydrogen and nitrogen.
Yeah,
eh? Well, can't you follow that?
Who do you mean, sir?
Well, look, I explained to you that although the mixture is formed, there is also decomposition.
The what?
Decomposition.
Aha, decomposition.
Yeah.
That's just plenty fine.
You're telling me, huh?
I'm a little funny.
And serves you right, Bottomy.
Yes, he's talking like a dog. Yes. I think he's selling a feed.
Exactly. I mean, sir. What's the use? What's the use? There's absolutely no chance of teaching you boys anything.
No, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.